Blog Talk Radio. blessings. You are listening into Conversations with the Queen, where we value a conscious and holistic approach to life and self-improvement. We often focus on psychological, spiritual, and emotional balance, but we discuss any and everything that pertains to bettering ourselves. So on today's show, we will be discussing the science of breath with Dr. Eileen Bay. But before we get into that, I would like to invite you to visit conversationswiththequeens.blogspot.com, where you can catch exclusive articles and information that pertain to the show. Also, don't forget that if you miss the show, you can always come back and check us out here on the archives at blogtalkradio.com/poeticenergynetworkstation. You can also like our fan page on Facebook, and that's facebook.com/conversationswiththequeen. All right, this month's yoga pose is the chair pose. All right, its benefits are supporting and strengthening the muscles of the major joints, such as shoulders, hips, and knees, and ankles, develops core strength, strengthen quads and glutes, builds heat in the body, opens the shoulders and chest, and improves what? Breathing. All right, so you see how it all ties in. And you definitely want to get on your yoga. If you're not on it, check out conversationswiththequeens.blogspot.com. We have informative videos, everything you need there to get started. All right. For all my queens out there, while y'all are on the net, be sure to check out our latest blog, thequeensandpost.blogspot.com. The Queensum is a movement dedicated to uplifting the first teachers and the first classroom, which is the woman. So it's time to support sisters who support the community. All right, so check that out again. That's thequeensandpost.blogspot.com, the QUEENDOM post.blogspot.com. All right. And the last announcement is, don't forget to check out my new earring line, Angel Wings, from Gemini Creations. They're stylish feather earrings that are infused with angelic spiritual gemstones, so you can look great while aiding your spirit, ladies. So check them out on facebook.com/Gemini, G-E-M-I-N, EYE Creations, okay? Or you can email me at taequeen, TAEQUEEN, at hotmail.com. All right. Got all those announcements out the way. I'm going to first bring on, if I can find him, my co-host. I wish you would raise your hand. Oh, no. I found you. All right. First, I'm going to bring on my co-host, Lodge. Hey, brother.
What? What's up, Queen?
What's good? For everybody who's a normal listener of the show, Saeed is not going to be joining us today, but that's okay because I got Brother Lodge here filling in, and we're definitely still going to have a great, wonderful show. So I'm glad everybody is here to tune in with us, and I'm definitely glad that you made it, Brother Lodge.
Yeah, most definitely.
Most definitely. So without further ado, I'm going to bring the doctor on himself, so to Eileen Bay. Okay.
Greetings, peace.
Peace.
Greetings.
How's everybody tonight?
We're great. How are you?
Doing well. We getting ready to get it popping.
Most best. All right. So if anybody's not familiar with the topic of the show, we're going to be discussing the science of breath. I mean, we're just going to get right into it. And the most basic thing, which I think a lot of people don't necessarily fully understand, besides the importance of it, but what is breath? So, Brother Eileen, please take it away and, you know, go in on what breath exactly is.
Breath and spirit are synonymous. If you go to Webster Dictionary and you look up the word breath, you can see the word spirit. And if you look up the word spirit, you will see the word breath. So when someone say that they are spiritual, they are simply saying that I'm breathing or that I'm mastering the science of breath. So, you know, people think that, oh, you into that spiritual stuff, or you, yes, I got to breathe. If I stop breathing, you know, within 3 minutes, call the ambulance.
Exactly.
You know, so what is breath? Breath is quantum physics is centrifugal and sympathetical force, push and pull. What produces that spiritual factor within each and every one of us, which is called insulation and exhalation, is prana. Prana, or chi, or ki energy, also known as kahuna, or the Holy Spirit within Christianity. So the breath is the Holy Spirit, the Holy Breath. And so it is the manifestation within you as the Kundalini personified. So that's the concentration of the Kundalini, which is prana, inside of you, magnified and concentrated at the base of your spine. That is where the breath extends from. Why you use the breath in order to move the energy up from the base of the spine, up along the channel of the Shoshana, which is, i.e., known as the spinal column. You know, so essentially, is the Kundalini. You know, you know, it is she who brings the breath in and out, who makes the heart beat. You know, the Kundalini in her outer aspect is all pervasive. You know, this is why, even though she functions within most of us at the average, only about 10% is activated. And that actually only through subtle understanding can you actually get to know her. And that's by awakening the other 90%, which is dormant or what is half asleep at the base of the spine. Once that energy is awakened through that centrifugal and sympathetic force or insulation and exhalation force, is what awakens that principle. She raises up. That is all set, actually, according to the comedic text. That is all set. And she raises up. And within her, she brings the Christ, the babe Christ, with her. Mm-hmm. At the pineal gland, that babe Christ becomes transformed from what is known as Heru, right, which would be the babe Christ, to Heru-er, which it becomes Osa, Heru or Horus the Elder, which is now transformed from the babe Christ, you know, or Jesus Christ, the babe, as we would say within the Christian terminology, to become the Father who art in heaven. Mm-hmm. You know, so all of these stories coming from the ancient comedic texts, which became translated later on within the Bible, the Quran, so forth and so on, is talking about the play of these forces within the body. This is why the Bible starts out with the book of Genesis, the genes, all right, the science of the genealogy, and God breathed into the nostrils of man and made man a living soul. This is why the mentioning of man and breath became synonymous.
All right, so if y'all don't know, pretty much y'all got to get your pens and your pads out tonight and definitely, definitely take notes because we are going in with Dr. Aline Bay on the science of breath. If you're not already familiar, the call-in number is 917-932-8881. We're going to get into questions a little bit later after we present some of this information. Okay, so definitely keep that in mind. And again, the call-in number is 917-932-8881. All right, so with that being said, it's obvious that, you know, there's a grave importance placed on breathing and breath. So are most people breathing correctly?
Well, no. They're breathing too shallowly, and they have to breathe deeper and lengthen their insulation and exhalation. By doing so, they lift and did time upon the planet. In other words, they create longevity. Now, the breath affects the whole body. It affects the nervous system, the heart, the digestive system, the muscles, the sleep, energy levels, concentration, memory, and much more. So breathing is our largest system also for waste removal. 70% of the waste that is produced within the body is supposed to be breathing. 20% is removed by via the skin. And the other 10 remaining percentage is removed from the kidneys and the digestive system through urination and defecation. So we got it mixed up. We're thinking that if we have three good bowels move a day, you know, that we are doing something major. Mm-hmm. While 70% of the toxins in the waste within your body is supposed to be removed by you breathing. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go over some techniques later on how to remove toxins and waste through the breath. Mm-hmm. Right? Now, we're not only breathing in oxygen, which is the eighth element on the periodical table or chart, you know, which is symbolic to that universal life force energy. But in geomantria, in the Kabbalah numerology, the numeral value for Jesus Christ is 888.
Mm.
Now, ironically, oxygen, which is oxy and gen, oxy is air, gen is fire. Mm. The eighth element has 8 protons, 8 neutrons, 8 electrons,
mm-hmm.
which is 888, which is equivalent to the name Jesus Christ within geomantria, within the Kabbalah numerology, or Kabbalistic numerology. So they was already telling you that Jesus Christ symbolized the breath of life.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason why the word became flesh.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just one man or word that became flesh and that we are personified. In this particular case, we personified as a European,
mm-hmm.
you know, and now we are hand clapping and rejoicing and rejoicing at this particular picture, which, of course, is the image of the beast. But what we have done have lost the real lessons in which that these scriptures was attempting to teach us.
Exactly.
You know, so the origin of the name Jesus is Greco-Roman or, you know, Latin, in which that is the combination of the head pantheons of two deities coming from Greek and Roman, which is Jupiter, which is you just take Peter off, and, of course, he becomes the disciple Peter behind Jesus. But then you have Jew and Zeus, Jesus, Jesus.
Okay.
So they combined the two pantheon deities of the Greco-Roman system and made it into that Jesus Christ symbol, in which they also stripped Serapis, that information coming from ancient Kemetic teachings,
mm-hmm.
because Saul is short for Osaw, and Apis was actually the sun within the age of Taurus, you know, which would have started 4,000 to 2,000 years ago. That was the age of Taurus. Well, from 6,000 to 4,000 years ago was the age of Taurus. Then from 4,000 to 2,000 years ago was the age of Aries, which is the lamb. Hence the reason why they say Jesus Christ or Jesus is the lamb.
Mm.
So this is where all this comes from. Now, when you take Jesus' name further back into the old Hebrew or Aramaic, is Yahshua,
mm-hmm.
or Yad He Shin Vahi, all right,
mm-hmm.
which means Yah saves. In other words, the breath saves. The breath
mm-hmm.
is the Savior. So when Christians are talking about, have you accepted Jesus Christ in your life today? You say, hell yeah. Hey,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? Every day is a good day with Jesus. in other words, I mean, we got to realize what is really being spoken of here.
Exactly.
You know, and not, you know, looked at, you know, from just a religious aspect, even though we are decoding the religions,
mm-hmm.
and which is very important to do so that we can end the confusion.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where did the name Jesus derive from? And we're talking about that Yahshua name. Now, Yahshua also means salvation or Lord who is salvation. Now, Christians love using this verse, John 14:6, where it says, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if Jesus symbolizes the breath of life, then of course, if you have the higher self and the lower self, the only way to merge the lower self into the higher self is through mastering the science of breath. So
mm-hmm.
now it becomes one path instead of two. In other words, you have the higher self and the lower self, but you have to merge them into becoming one self. All right, which is Ra, which becomes later on Allah within the religion of Islam. You know, so this is what all of this is really talking about. You know,
mm-hmm.
So when we're talking about Yahshua, there's a key word within that Hebrew name or Aramaic name, Yahshua or Yahushua. The word is shu. Now, in ancient Kemetic teachings, shu means emptiness and who raised up. And he's one of the primordial netters. And he's the personification of air. So this is no coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So this is where the story of Jesus actually takes place from. This is what Jupiter and Zeus actually symbolized was characteristics of Shu.
Mm-hmm.
Who was created by Atum, his father, which is Ra. All right? Now, it's no coincidence that Atum's name is Usha. Isa, which becomes Isa within the Islamic text, or what is known as the Holy Quran, or Arabic language. So they took the name Isa, I-S-A, from I-U-S-A, which is the name for Atum, or Atum Re, or Atum Ra, who is the father of Shu, the first begotten son. Where have we found that at? He's known as the begotten son. The first begotten son. You know. You know the story for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's John 3:16. God gave his only begotten son, that whoever shall believe in him shall have everlasting life. Right? If you master the science of breath, you will have everlasting life because your memories are etched upon each breath that you take.
Mm-hmm.
Stop breathing and your memories no longer are contained or retained upon the planet Earth. You take those memories from the point of the time that you stop breathing into what is referred to as the astral plane. That's another story. Go ahead.
I mean, since most people aren't breathing correctly, and, you know, we just got really deep into the metaphysics of why you need to breathe correctly, since most people aren't breathing correctly, what detriment are they doing to themselves by not breathing correctly?
Producing disease or dis-ease, ailments, illnesses, sicknesses within their body. Because it's real, I mean, it's just real as it gets. When you get into the scriptures, it speaks to, like, in 1 Corinthians 3:16, that do you not know that your body is the temple of God? And that the Spirit of God dwells within you. And that if anyone defiles the temple of God, which is the body, God will destroy him. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. So your body is holy because it symbolizes the sun. The aura around the body symbolizes the aspect of the sun. The same way that the sun glows, you emit energy from your body also. So what happened is that the way that you breathe dictates the way that you shine. And how much you magnify or attract and how much charisma that you have is all determined by you mastering the science of breath. So the more that you can breathe, lengthening and expanding your breath, the stronger your auric field is. And it can actually expand if you do what is known as the 6-3-6-3 breath, which is pranic breathing. Breathe in for a count of 6, hold it for 3, breathe out for 6, hold it for 3. Actually, your auric field expands from 3 feet to 15 feet around you, thus eliminating negative attachments and thought forms that could have attached themselves to you based on the weak auric field. By you simply strengthening your auric field through the mastering the science of breath, you eliminate those negative thought forms, those negative entities in which that can cause leaks and holes within your auric field.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about that. I went in on a show about, like, the science of touch, actually, and talked about, like, Reiki and other touch therapies that help to, you know, clear the channels in not only your physical body, but your light body and your spirit body. And I was talking about how disease starts on that level with the negative thought forms and with all, you know, the clutter and the buildup, you know, just like we need to clean our bodies and wash our bodies, we need to clean our spirit and wash our spirit. So it's definitely, you know, it all ties in. So How does breath affect us holistically? Well, I mean, we really already covered a lot of that, but, you know, just give a brief synopsis of how breath affects us holistically.
All right, well, there's seven stages of consciousness,
mm-hmm.
right, in which that, you know, we deal with majorly. You have interpersonal consciousness, intrapersonal consciousness, life consciousness, subconsciousness, superconsciousness, magnetic consciousness, and infinite consciousness. All right? Each one is dictated on a method of breath. Like the average person with an interpersonal consciousness, you can tell where they are located at as far as within their brain. They have the reptilian portion of their brain. They deal with a lot of ego. Everything is fight or flight. They deal with self-consciousness, and that's actually the beginning of the beta stage. You know, so basically, interpersonal consciousness basically means a person whose consciousness, deals with 18 breaths per minute. So the average person breathes 18 breaths a minute.
Mm.
All right? So that means that they're stuck with their interpersonal consciousness. So when people who are trying to master the science of breath and they practice these particular exercises, they are actually on a different conscious level. We speak about this within a conscious community. Even within a conscious community, you know, everyone is not at the level of infinite consciousness. So there's
mm-hmm.
things in which that they might be at one of these other levels, and they can't understand what you're saying because you might be at the infinite conscious level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in other words, the perception of craziness takes place at these particular stages. you know, so like intrapersonal consciousness is middle beta, which basically means awareness of one's associations.
Mm-hmm.
So the association that ones have every day into action. You know, and that breath is based on 9 breaths a minute. So by cutting down your breath from 18 breaths to 9 breaths a minute, you tap into from interpersonal consciousness to intrapersonal consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Then if you go to 7.5 breaths a minute, you tap into life consciousness, which is ending beta state. And these are all, you know, these are psychological terms, ending beta, middle beta, beginning beta, alpha, so forth and so on. These are all psychology or psychological terms, terminology,
mm-hmm.
right?
Because brain waves, right? Brain
right.
frequencies.
Right, these are brain waves, the brain frequencies, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Each aspect taps into a different portion of the brain.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You have the subconscious. All right, which basically means underlying awareness. It accepts the messages that it received true, whether or not they are based on actual facts. In other words, it's at this level that the subconscious mind doesn't know the difference between what is real and what is false. The only thing it knows is what is being programmed. And basically you can reach that stage or that level and actually go into what is called self-hypnosis at 6 breaths a minute and can actually correct addictions. You breathe at 6 breaths a minute and tap into the subconscious mind and make those corrections.
Mm-hmm.
And that taps into the limbic portion of the brain.
Yeah.
Okay, so you heard the other portion of the brain, which is the reptilian portion. Those areas are being stimulated. Those was within the first 3 or the beta state. Now in the alpha state, now the limbic portion of the brain is being activated.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now the next stage is the subconscious, the superconscious stage, which is dealt with theta, right, which basically means being above and beyond time and space. This is the parent that is so-called, this is where you can go beyond the so-called 5 senses. So we're dealing with touch, taste, smell, hearing, seeing. You go into clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience, clairguestance, and psychemistry, all right? For the Christians, let me say this, 1 Corinthians 12 chapter, going through your research, all right? And then, of course, that's at 4.5 breaths a minute. So you was able to lower your breath to 4.5 breaths a minute, you would actually tap into super consciousness, okay? Then you can go into magnetic consciousness, which basically means an attracting power beyond any distance, so great that this force, it controls every ray of light from the sun. This is when you want to practice Qigong and Tai Chi, is at 3 breaths a minute. because you can actually absorb the rays of the sun. It's being melanated being, which you're supposed to be out in the sun for at least an hour a day. Sun travels, the rays of the sun travels from 93 million miles away, 8.2 minutes for the rays of the sun to touch down to planet Earth. It takes 8.2 minutes. Well, it takes exactly 8.2 minutes for the energies, you know, or the blood within your body, you know, to travel around the whole body and then bathe the brain with the, you know, particular nutrients that it needs. So the head and the sun becomes synonymous in this particular case, right? This is why an enlightened being oftentimes have that yellow halo or that golden halo above their head, or sun disc, which is Atan, or Adan, or Adonai, or Adonis, all right, which is all mentioned within the particular languages of the ancient world, Greek, Egyptian, or Kemetic, or Temeraian, as well as within the Hebrew, Aramaic, all right? Now, the last state of consciousness is infinite consciousness, which basically means the quality of being unlimited, boundless, existing beyond time, space, and that does one breath a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, at magnetic consciousness, which was the one that we just went over,
mm-hmm.
no disease can exist within the body. No disease mm-hmm. can exist within the body at three breaths a minute. So surely, no disease can exist within the body at infinite consciousness at one breath a minute. This is when you reach what is the state of nirvana within the yoga traditions, or bliss, or, you know, whatever names that we want to utilize. This is when we reach the highest levels. So this is how the breath affects us holistically, because it activates all the portions of the brain. At super consciousness, it activates the pituitary gland, and the magnetic consciousness activates the pineal gland, and at infinite consciousness, it activates all 100% usage of the brain. Okay?
Alright. So, we're going in on the science of breath with Brother Aleem Bey. We're definitely, definitely hitting on some major points, breaking down the science, going in, for real. Like, we're going in. I need to go back into the archives and take notes off of this show. Like, this is an awesome show. So, all my callers who are called in, or who are listening through the live stream, the call number is 917-932-8881. We will be taking comments and questions at the halfway mark in about, what, maybe 23 minutes. Pretty much, we're just going in on this science right now, and you can just hear the brother. He knows what he's talking about. And if you've read the biography that I put up, you know this brother is more than qualified to speak on this topic and this subject. I do believe we covered if it could be used as a preventative or corrective therapy through your last explanation with talking about how it can holistically affect us. So I'm going to move on to the next question, which what are some...
There are some things I would like to add to that.
Okay, well, if you like to add, then you go ahead and add.
Preventive and correction. When you're doing these breathing exercises, it's important to have your tongue at the back of your teeth, at the upper back of your teeth, and also pull up your anal muscles and perineum so that the chi energy does not leak out.
Okay?
So when a person inhale, they want to take their tongue, make sure it's up at the top palate behind the teeth, and also pull up the anal muscles, so that the chi energy won't leak out, or prana, or ki energy, or Holy Spirit won't leak out. That is what is called the Yu Yin lock, which is the key to maintaining energy. Okay? So, you know, I just want to say that, too, you know, as far as these breathing exercises are concerned, because that is the corrective way of doing it, you know, because in the Holy Quran, Circle 7, it speaks about that as a revealer of light, which I am, that we must teach that the holy breath would make them one again, restoring harmony and peace. You know, so that is my goal, is to teach the science of the holy breath. so that we can master these sciences to its highest potential in order to eliminate as much flaws within the character, within our character as possible. To eliminate the jealousy, the hatred, the lust, the greed, the envy. All of these things can be corrected by simply breathing properly.
All right. I know some people who need to breathe correctly. I think we all do. I mean, taking that proper breath. Again, it's so underrated. We don't think about it, especially in this Western society. We're not programmed to think about how we're breathing. You know what I mean? So it's one of those sciences that we have to. It's imperative that we acquaint ourselves with. I always say, you know, my show is about bringing back the basics. If we don't know how to breathe, if we don't know how to sleep, if we don't know how to eat, if we don't know how to do these basic things for ourselves, we can't possibly talk about doing extraordinary things if we can't do ordinary things. So it's so imperative that we completely understand these things. So you mentioned it briefly, but what are the arts that are dedicated to breath? I mean, I know some people are familiar with some of the arts, but, you know, we're probably not familiar with all of them. So could you give us a list of, you know, some of the arts that are dedicated to breath?
Well, there's two ways of breathing.
Mm-hmm.
There's the Buddhist and the Taoist. The Buddhist method is using your belly. So, you know, you use your belly, you know, moves out when you inhale, and this method, you move the chi up and down the body.
Mm-hmm.
It helps bring the chi into your body from the crown and the feet. And your feet will feel light when you run. So this method can be used for people who are runners or you're relaxing the body. Now, the Taoist method uses the chest as the focus. And your chest moves out when you inhale. This method moves the chi into the bone marrow and out to the skin. It helps direct the chi out of the body through the arms and the legs. So your feet will feel heavy now, which is good if you're hitting, you know, and if you, you know, doing action such as boxing or kickboxing or, you know, or MMA, you know, or whatever the case may be. This is when you want to learn the science of the Taoist breath. You know, so these two methods are imperative to know, you know, and when to utilize it in order to have the correct action and reaction. All right, so another technique is what is called deep abdominal breathing, what is called Dantian breathing. And you can actually stand or sit in a chair with your spine straight, and you will actually bring both hands over the lower abdomen. For the men, it is the left over right. And for the women, is right over left, all right? And you can inhale and visualize a golden ball of energy, like a small sun, growing at your lower dantian, which is right at the navel, right below the navel. And as you exhale, visualize the golden ball intensifying its glow. And with each breath, you can see the light growing brighter and brighter, all right? And you want to do this for at least 3 to 5 minutes throughout the day, and this actually recharges your internal energy. You actually will feel recharged like a battery, or like the way you're supposed to feel when you go to sleep at night. Sleep itself is actually supposed to be your body going on recharge or going on a charger. All right? So that is one technique in which that is definitely needed. Now, we spoke already about the pranic breath of 6363, but there's also 7171, and there's also what is known as the empty retention. Now, the empty retention breath is what, remember, we spoke about Shu, name meaning emptiness. Part of his name actually means emptiness. So that empty retention breath correlates to that aspect. So it's simply just breathing in, holding your breath for a second or so, and then breathing out, and then holding your breath for a second or so, and then breathing back in again. No particular time or limit is based. Just simply breathing, you know, as naturally as you can with simple pauses in between the breath. That is empty retention. All right? So particular exercise is strengthen the auric cell.
Okay.
All right. Another good technique is that if you can sit in a chair with your fists, hands balled up into a fist on top of your knees, and you actually will breathe in for 6-3-6-3, and first you will have absorb a tremendous amount of surplus chi, and through the pranayamic breathing, after you do the pranic breathing is accomplished, you can actually project the energy to an affected part. So if you want to heal yourself, like if a person might have a problem with their knee,
mm-hmm.
you would do the 6-3-6-3 breath
mm-hmm.
with their back straight, hands balled up into a fist on top of the knees,
mm-hmm.
and do the 6-3-6-3 breath, and then move the energy to that particular area in their knee after they do that breath, after they have done the breath several times. And by doing so, they will heal that affected part of their knee or any other part of the body. These are the way in which that the Shaolin monks, the Buddhists, the Tibetan monks, and so forth, you know, the Shinto or the Taoist monks and the Shintoist monks, this is how they have done this for eons, you know. So these are exercises and sciences that we have to recapture ourselves, being that we've been on the planet for, you know, billions of years. You know, these sciences already resonated with us, except we have lost them based on the positioning that we have now within society. You know, we have been oppressed, suppressed, and depressed. And this is the way that taking this Willie Lynch thing and has actually subjugated ourselves, you know, to this, you know, to certain positions in which that we can actually break ourselves out of if we use these sciences correctly, you know. So
yeah.
So those are just some of the sciences right there. I have, you know, many other techniques in which that we can go over.
Mm-hmm. All right, so, you know, we'll probably get a little bit more into that a little bit later. Again, we are going in on the science of breath, if you haven't figured it out already, with Dr. Aileen Bay. I mean, brother is going in. Again, I already said it, but you need to get out your pens and your pads and just please write this down. Don't let this information pass you by. Do not let this information just go in one ear and out the other. This is some useful information we are bringing to you right now. All right. Again, we're going to start taking callers in about 13 minutes. Call number is 917-932-8881. We're here with Dr. Aileen Bay. All right, so our last question here on the list of questions, and then we're going to get into our callers, and, you know, you can give out some great and effective techniques that we can use, which is going to go hand in hand with all of that, is how we can begin a journey of conscious breath.
Well, we begin by, number one, through knowledge. You know, consciousness is taken from the Kemetic word kamsu, which is a form of heru.
Mm.
You know, and of course, you know, heru is the oldest form of what we now know within Christianity is Jesus.
Mm.
So we talk about actually a form of knowledge. And of course, my people die for a lack of knowledge. So the first thing is to gain knowledge. And what is it that was produced over the temple walls of Kemet or Egypt or Tamaray is to know thyself. You know, so what we're talking about with the science of breath is actually knowing thyself.
Mm.
You know, so that is the beginning stages of consciousness is in the science of breath is to begin to know self. Once you begin to know self, you appreciate self, you have self-worth, you have self-love, you have self-esteem. So therefore, you are now able to want to, now you have the enthusiasm and the determination and the discipline to make changes, proper changes, correct changes, life changes. You know what I'm saying? So that's the key to me.
Mm-hmm. All right. So definitely that's how we begin it. So You want to go into the exercises that we can do, some of the breathing exercises and breathing techniques that we can do and utilize in our everyday?
Yeah. The technique, one of the techniques that benefits, now there's five major organs within the body on which that needs cleansing on a daily basis. So these are breath techniques. Of course, there's qigongs on which that can go along with them, which, of course, being that you don't have a TV to go along with the radio, you know, we're going to give you the breaths.
Mm-hmm.
This benefits the heart. What you would do is close the right nostril, take a deep breath in through the left nostril, then close both nostrils and hold your breath as long as it is comfortable, and then let the breath out through one half of the right nostril slowly. Right, this is highly concentrated, so therefore this is only done once to three times only.
Mm.
Right, so that benefits the heart. Now, we have another one that benefits the thyroid gland and the parathyroid gland. Right now, the thyroid gland, what it does is normalizes the weight and through correct balance, the metabolism, reduces thyroxin, which is very important to burn up toxins and waste in the body, takes down the fat, excess fat, as well as also build up tissue, as well as also control the calcium and the sex functions. All right, so you always want to sit up straight in a chair using the thumb of the right hand. Close the right side of the nose. Take a deep breath in through the left nose. Close both nostrils for a few seconds. And then open the right nostril halfway and let the breath out slowly. Now reverse the order. Close the left side of the nose and then take a deep breath through the right nostril. Close both for a few seconds. Then open half the left nostril and let the air, let the breath out slowly. Now, you can do this alternatively for 10 to 15 times.
Mm.
Right? This benefits the liver and the spleen. Of course, you know that the liver has over 500 functions in the body.
Mm-hmm.
When you take the R off of the word, the letter R off the word liver, and you have the word live.
Mm-hmm.
And liver is the detoxifier in the body. So the correct posture, of course, is to sit up with the spine straight, no curvature in the spine. Take a deep breath, full breath in through the hold the breath, drop your head back gently, then bring your head forward, exhaling the breath through the nose in a strong manner, right? So you will lean your head back gently and exhale through your nose in a strong manner. You would do this 10 to 15 times.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Then we have what benefits the lungs. This is the last one in which that just get rid of all the stale air in the lungs. So you would close the right nostril with the right thumb, take a full breath in through the left nostril, and then close both nostrils, expelling breath out through the mouth with a ha sound. So, ha. Alternating this procedure, first side and then to the other for 10 to 15 times. Now, after you do this, these five exercises actually are equivalent to 2.5 to 3 hours of doing aerobics.
Wow.
Hmm.
That's crazy, because I actually naturally do that sound sometimes. So I'm just sitting here like, okay, I'm on the frequency. I just got to get it organized. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
No doubt about it. So these are the main exercises that you want to use. Now, for the kidneys, you can say shui and actually rub your kidneys or hit them lightly, tap on them lightly. Brothers, you can actually tap on the testicles lightly.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you can tap, men and women can actually tap at the back of the head, which is known as the medulla oblongata, which is the mouth of God, in which that you can actually tap on, in which that helps with the absorption of prana energy, right? So these areas can be tapped on or through particular breaths can be activated and cleansed, you know, so that your body can function at a optimal rate.
Mhm. All right. So, you got it. Those are some exercises that we can implement in our everyday lives. Like I say, it's all about the practicality. It's useless if we're just here talking about it. You got to go and breathe. So definitely make sure, if you didn't catch them, go back in the archives, re-listen to it, write it down, get it in, like, get it in your brain. We need to breathe correctly. All right, so I'm going to begin to open up the line for callers. The caller number is 917-932-8881. You can raise your hand by pressing 1. So if you have any calls or questions, now's the time to definitely go into it. Brother Logic, do you have any questions for Aileen?
Man, I'm here taking notes. I'm
okay.
So quiet because I'm there trying to get some of this stuff down because this is amazing information.
Exactly. All right, and we do have one caller from the 313 area code. You are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions pertaining to the science of breath?
Yes, I got in the came in late, and you were talking about breathing as far as your digestive, and I missed some of that, and I would like to know, is there some way where we can write for pamphlets or the information? Because I didn't get everything down as fast as he was saying it. And I definitely need to know something about the breathing as far as the digestive tract.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you want that exact information that he was giving, you can go back into the archives at blogtalkradio.com/poeticenergynetworkstation. blogtalkradio.com/poeticenergynetworkstation. It's all spelled correctly. And you could go in the archives there. But if you want to ask him directly about digestion and breathing, you can ask him right now.
Yes, that's what I need to know. I'm having a problem with my digestive and releasing.
Right.
I don't release like... I have problems with my stomach, the pancreas, the irritable bowel syndrome, and things like that. And I go like 5 days without releasing.
All right, this is what you can do. You can actually take your hands. There's going to be two areas. You can rub your hands together and then take your hands and place them over your solar plexus and leave them there for 5 minutes and then move them down to your navel chakra for 5 minutes, then move them down right below your navel chakra for 5 minutes. This will produce a bowel movement within you within 45 minutes. And you will want to do the 6-3-6-3 breath. So you will breathe in for a count of 3, hold it for 3, breathe out for, breathe in for 6, hold it for 3, breathe out for 6, hold it for 3. All right?
Okay.
So
uh-huh.
That's what you would do in order to heal those particular areas, your digestive system, in particular your stomach, your pancreas, so forth and so on. All of those are work in conjunction. That means also with the liver also. So you definitely want to take both hands, place them right over your solar plexus. You can pass them, or either just spread them out across your stomach and your liver and have the fingers meeting together in the middle at the solar plexus, and you can do the same thing at the navel and then right below the navel. What this does is activate those particular chakras because there's deficiency of energy within those areas, right?
Okay, and another problem that I have is when I do, because I kind of do that anyway when I'm trying, when I'm in the bathroom and I'm trying to release, and I do that anyway. I like basically have to hug, put my arms around my stomach and push as I try to release. But then after I finally do, like all the insides of my stomach, it's sore afterwards. Why is that?
Yeah, well, that's because there's a blockage in which that is there. The herbs in which that you would need is senna, S-E-N-N-A, fenugreek, F-E-N-U-G-R-E-E-K, Tassagara, that's C-A.
Oh, I have that. Cascara. I got to have that.
All right. And you can actually use these three together, in which that can actually remove the waste through the digestive system, the colon, and out of the body, you know. So you can also use psyllium husk, which that has now been prescribed as Metamucil within the stores, by them adding, you know.
Psyllium?
Right, psyllium husk. P-Y-S-I-L-L-I-U-M, psyllium husk, H-U-S-K-S, husk. And those, all of those herbs can be put together in order to help eliminate the waste or the blockage within the digestive system. Once the blockage is removed, then you can begin to, you know, function more properly. And, of course, you can tell that within a real short amount of time, because your digestive system is the criteria to longevity.
Exactly.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling in, and we appreciate your question. Also, too, sister, make sure you're eating a lot of dark leafy greens, because you want to make sure that you're monitoring.
Yeah, she's getting me a nice list together so we can get it working.
All right, sis, because, you know, you got to make sure you're watching what you're intaking as well, all right?
Right.
All right.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. All right, we do have a lot of callers already on the queue. They're ready. They're lined up. They got their questions. We got people asking questions in the chat. So, you know, everybody's here. We're all participating in the conversation. But if you're not called in and you would like to call in and ask a question, the call number is 917-932-8881. All right, caller from the 757 area code, you are live on Conversations with the Queen.
Hey, peace and love. How you doing, Queen?
Peace. How are you?
This is Charles Anthony from Edutainment Television. I just have a quick question.
All right.
I just want to know, are there any videos on YouTube or any materials on websites that I maybe could download and convert to MP3 or any other type of material that I could have on demand to play while myself and the rest of my brotherhood actually worked out so we could control our breathing while we are in the middle of exercising?
Probably on YouTube it would be clip number 22, well, 21 and 22 of the Charmin Healers, in which I begin to start going over the breathing meditation exercises.
What would I type into the YouTube search?
Charmin Healer. Charmin Healers, S-H-A-M-A-N, Charmin Healers, with an S. And it's 22 clips long, so you would get clip 21, 22, if I'm not mistaken.
All right.
Okay, I got it. Thanks a lot, Queen.
Right.
All right,
peace.
I have my book out, too, in which that is called Out of the Womb, Enter the Mind. All right, in which I deal with all of these breathing exercises in the book.
Mm-hmm.
As well as also we have our healing classes, Healing Wings Institute classes online, in which that we teach this information every Sunday and Tuesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, through via any meeting. So we go over all these breathing exercises and techniques and Reiki and pranic healing and Qigong and Tai Chi and Irisology and astrology and numerology, everything. We go into everything. This is holistic.
Yes.
And so we show help from every basis possible, and then let the person unify that within their own practice.
Mm-hmm.
So for those who want to know about that, then you can hit me up at 252-257-3588. That's 252-257-3588. And we will begin our session after our conference that we're going to have August 3rd, 4th, and 5th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. In a week and a half, we will be having our own conference, the Healing Wings Institute Holistic Health and Wellness Expo in Baltimore, Maryland, at the Tremont Plaza Hotel. That's 222 St. Paul's Place in Baltimore, Maryland. All right? Everyone is invited to come. We will be dealing with everything we're going to be talking about tonight and much, much more. If you're thinking that this is deep, this is nothing.
Yeah, and you can also check out the website for the Healing Wings Institute. It's on conversationswiththequeens.blogspot.com. You can go on there and click on the article dealing with speaking about Brother Aleem being on the show. It's right there in the article. All you have to do is click Healing Wings Institute. So definitely familiarize yourself with all the information the brother just gave out, because he's going to be doing some powerful things. All right, we do have couple more callers. Caller from the 803 area code, you are live on Conversations with the Queen. Okay. Do you have any comments or questions? Peace, caller.
Hello?
From the 803 area code.
Peace. How y'all doing on this glorious evening?
Doing good, doing good.
Good.
Great. Do you have any comments or questions?
Absolutely. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, bless. Forgive me. I had a question for the good brother. My question is more or less the application of breathing and breath control towards actual shifts in consciousness. If you could speak on that, because I know that a lot of times when people be dealing with the whole shamanic type trance stuff, they seem to breathe different. People spaz out, you know, they breathe different. Could you kind of speak on that a little bit for me, good brother?
Yeah, we went over this a little bit earlier, but no problem. We were talking about interpersonal consciousness, which is the average 18 breaths a minute. If you cut that in half to 9 breaths a minute, then you'll enter into intrapersonal consciousness. Then if you cut that into 7.5 breaths a minute, then you enter into life consciousness. Then if you cut that into 6 breaths a minute, then you enter into subconsciousness. Then if you go into 4.5 breaths a minute, then you enter into superconsciousness. Then if you go into 3 breaths a minute, you will go into what is known as magnetic consciousness. And then at 1 breath a minute, you will go into what is infinite consciousness. So by doing these particular breath techniques and lengthening your breath, your inhalation and exhalation, it lengthens your life and it taps you into different stages of consciousness.
Bless. I appreciate that, King.
All right.
Do you have any other comments?
Hey, yo,
or questions?
I want to ask something, too, though. My bad, not to cut you off. Hey, no, speaking man. On breath, when you going to drop this album, man? I hear you're supposed to be doing, man. We've been waiting for that, speaking on breath, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, we're going to get that going, too. You know, I'm trying to get more good production going. And if
no doubt.
Out there, you know, tell them to send them my way, 252-257-3588. And we're going to get that album out as soon as possible. That, matter of fact, the name of the album is called The Last Dragon. The last one, the Naga Chronicles.
True indeed. That's blessed. Peace.
All right.
Y'all have a blessed one, no doubt.
All right. Peace. Thank you for calling in. All right. So we do have 57 minutes left in the call queues. We got plenty of time. If you got any questions, definitely do call in 917-932-8881. We got a couple more callers on the line, and I encourage you to call in because I know you all have questions. I see people asking them in the chat. Call up and call in. All right. Caller from the 615 area code. Caller from the 615 area code. You are live on Conversations with the Queens. Do you have any comments or questions?
Peace. How y'all doing, Queen?
Peace.
Doing good.
Brother, we got some good information tonight. I've been trying to be in tune with my holistic side of myself, higher side, and I've come to the conclusion where I've been very, very optimistic about a lot of things that's been happening to me, very supernatural, like, you know, a lot of, you know, dreams and things of that nature. My mother was also into holistic teachings. She was a medicine woman. And at the time, I wasn't really in tune as I am now, as myself being as an adult. And it's so funny how everything just manifests itself. But my question was for you, brother, is what do I do to continue to just like every day on a daily basis, with the, even if like if I'm busy or you know how life takes control of the situations of things sometimes, what do I do as far as like just to get that little space to where I can have to myself to keep up and make it manifest itself, like to keep the breathing and the aromatherapy and things of that nature. What do I do so it can just, I can keep it, you know, keep that going?
Well, you have to internalize it. I mean, that's the only way in order to keep it going is, you know, if you can practice 20 minutes out of the, you know, the whole day, I mean, that is good. You know, because most people don't even have time, that much amount of time, in order to set aside for themselves. So any time that you can set any time aside for yourself is beneficial, as long as you're doing it on a daily basis. You know, so, you know, one of the exercises that I would recommend is doing an empty retention technique, in which we spoke about a little bit earlier, in which that you just simply breathe natural as you can, you know, breathe in and inhale and exhale, but in between those inhale and exhales, you will pause for a second or two, you know, and by doing so, what happens is that you produce a greater auric fill, you know, in which that eliminates the tiredness, the fatigue. It produces great energy. It brings more prana, chi, or ki, Holy Spirit into your body, prana into your body. So much so until it expands your auric fill, and you are able to magnetize whatever you want into this reality, into this apparent reality. Mm-hmm. You know, because your mind is actually the magic wand. You know, and you being a more or more by this, you know, then you're Merlin the magician. So you will wave your magic wand, which is your divine mind, and you will bring forth that which is seemingly untangible into this tangible apparent reality.
That's heavy, brother.
And you would do that through the science of breath. Now, you would do that at the breath of 3 breaths a minute also. You slow down your breath to 3 breaths a minute. It is at that point of what is called magnetic consciousness. And you can actually, the thoughts in which that you're resonating at that particular time, you are able to bring those thoughts into reality. You need finances, you need love, if you need whatever the case is, you are able now to magnetize that to you. And events will pop up in your life in which that would, in other words, the universe will inspire to bring everything that you want and desire and need into your existence.
That sounds profound. I appreciate that. I give thanks for that. I have one more question to ask you. Is that possible?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I also wanted to know, brother, like, I'm getting in tune with, like, natural gemstones. Are you familiar with that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like, just, like, and I've been, like, at, just, I got just being, like, just out of naturalness. Like, I'll put the different colors to the different chakras.
Right.
Of the body, and it seems as if that helps me out as well with the breathing.
Yeah, it does. It does. They act as conductors of electromagnetic properties. Just make sure afterwards that you soak them within sea salt water for hours so that they can be cleansed so that you can use them the next day.
Good to you, but I can't.
Yep, exactly. All right, sister. Since you're, you know, interested in the whole gemstone thing, we're going to have a show with Dr. Kalfani Rivers. He's going to be speaking on gemstone therapy and healing with gemstones. So we're going to have that in 2 weeks. What's the date? Let me look at it real quick. We're going to have that in two Mondays from now. All right? And we're going to actually go in on that science, as well as I make customized amulets and stones, you know, jewelry and everything like that based off of gemstones that you need for healing. So if you would like to check that out, you can check that out at facebook.com/Gemini, GEMINEYE Creations. And you can definitely go on there and look up some of the pieces that I have on there. So you can do that as well. And if I may suggest a couple books for you to get into. You can buy the Crystal Bible. It's a definitive book. You have it, girl. You got the book. That's my book. I love that book. Definitely keep that book by you. It's a great reference book. But here's another great book for you to get into. It's Gemstones and Crystals by Diane Stein. So Healing with Gemstones and Crystal by Diane Stein. And that's going to go more into the science and the metaphysics of it, teaches you about the subtle bodies, the levels, all that. So, you know, as well as has a reference guide for all the crystals that you're using. So get those two books, you know, and get on your way and come back here in 2 weeks and we're going to go in. All right?
I appreciate that. And, sister, and I like your jewelry you make.
Thank you.
Things of that nature. So keep it up. That's a good look, you know.
All right, sis. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you,
brother. All right, we do have a couple more callers. Again, if you have any calls or questions, comments or questions, you call in at the call-in number, which is 917-932-8881. We got a little bit less than 50 minutes left to go, so do call in with your comments and questions. Caller from the 617 area code. You are live on Conversations with the Queen, and that's my hometown. So, peace, caller from the 617. Saying 917.
Hello.
Yes.
Oh, you can hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, thank you. I was just making sure because the number didn't match what I had in my
I'm
phone.
I'm sorry.
So
I'm so sorry.
No problem. I want to commend you and Eileen Bay, Tay Queen. I mean, hey, this is a beautiful show, and I've been waiting on something like this. My comment and question is basically, I've been a strict vegetarian since 97. Mm-hmm. I drink alkaline water. I have for like the past 2 years, and along with all of that, I'm strictly Dr. Sebi. I mean, man, that's my man right there. One thing I got to say is that everything he says, I ride with. And I know everybody's not going to agree with everything. But the thing is that we join forces like Voltron, we can make all these keys connect and work. My thing is that I have found out that I've been smoking weed since 93, the year after I graduated and came back from Tuskegee, Alabama, Tuskegee College. I've been smoking. I'm Bob Marley'd out. I was Bob Marley'd out. I have not been smoking for like a month and a half, in a couple of days to be exact. And my thing is that I want Eileen Bay, I want you to expound on compromising your oxygen, because the science of breath, I mean, I'm like Dr. Sebi. I don't read no books. I don't do none of that. And when I do, I soak up good information. But a lot of my insight has came from like just dealing with nature and observing and, you know, just listening to people and just listening to nature. And I've had chronic asthma since I was 7. I'm 38. My mom had chronic asthma. Her mom had chronic asthma in Memphis, Tennessee. And my grandma, she passed away from it. I mean, my family has been going through so many issues from asthma to where you can name it. But basically, me and my mom and her mom, I mean, we chronic sufferers. I mean, we asthma masters, to where it has taught me a lot about breath. And my thing is that since I stopped smoking this past month, since June 7th, I stopped smoking. I mean, I've been drinking the tallest glasses of chlorophyll since 2002. I mean, 32 ounces in one gulp. I mean, on a daily regular. I mean, my diet is off the hook. My lifestyle is off the hook. But when it came to like smoking blunts and smoking marijuana, I stopped smoking the blunts. I went to the papers. Then I stopped the papers, and then I got me a vaporizer. And so much knowledge and information came from me by just listening and observing and studying at the same time with my so-called getting high, which I was really getting low. Hey, you want to know what really happened? I really found out that any type of smoking, you could take an apple, you could take an avocado, you could take Dr. Sebi's pills, crush them up, smoke them, you're going to compromise your oxygen. And I learned that compromising your oxygen, you're going to get in the way of the science of breath. And I just want you to expound on that, because I know a lot of people out there want to keep making excuses, even, you know, people that listen to Dr. Sebi. I'm riding with Dr. Sebi 100%. But just like he said that it's going to be a lot of us that's going to be more powerful in our gaining of knowledge and experience in this whole science of everything, that hey, we're going to outdo him. And what he's done is like you can't even take nothing from him, but it's beautiful. But my thing is that I found out that when you compromise your oxygen and people want to keep using marijuana and
okay, brother,
and
can you please ask the question? I'm not trying to be rude, but you
okay, I
want
I know
to ask the question so
just,
the brother can answer.
I just want to get that out real quick so he can understand where I'm coming from.
Mm-hmm,
can
I understand.
You expound on compromising your oxygen? Can you just expound on that? Because a lot of people want to keep making excuses, and what they're doing is, as I've seen, they are administering marijuana wrong. I mean, to break it down and to take it in its natural form by ingesting it, that's beautiful. But I found out that when you smoke it, no matter what you smoke, even if it's alkaline, you're going to get in the way of the science of breath. So, I mean, can you expound on that for me, please?
Yeah. With chronic asthma, I mean, of course, the metaphysical cause of that is disappointment and depression. So that means in order to eliminate those particular things that you spoke about as far as it being inherited, really it isn't. It's just that it's a vitamin B deficiency, a vitamin B complex deficiency, in which that deals with large amounts of stress upon the lungs. Of course, we know the herbs for that is cayenne pepper and mullein. You know, so when you speak about Dr. Sigby, of course, we know that he's spoken about that he smoked marijuana. Well, I don't condone it per se. You know what I'm saying? I mean, whoever want to smoke, they smoke. You know, now as far as, compromising the oxygen intake, of course. I mean, there's always that is always a problem because you're putting carbon dioxide into you instead of exhaling it. You know what I'm saying? You're putting it inside of you, inhaling it instead of doing what the what the cells normally supposed to do, and that's to release carbon dioxide. So when you're doing anything like that and you're putting carbon into yourself, then of course you're compromising your oxygen intake. You know, that's just a simple fact of it. You know, does it produce, changes within the mind or within the brain? Of course it does.
Okay. Yeah, because
right.
since
right.
I stopped smoking this month and a half, mm-hmm. I haven't had, 95% of my medication has been gone since I changed my diet and since I've been dealing with Dr. Sebi and the alkaline water. But you know what? As soon as I stopped smoking weed, and I was smoking in the best way possible through the
right.
vaporizer, and I have not had to touch my inhaler, not at all. And I've had asthma for 31 years. I have not had to touch it. So it let me know just through me doing my studying and seeing that no matter how good you eat, how good of alkaline water you got, no matter what, you could be the best, happiest, had the best mentality. You start smoking, you're going to get in the way of all of that. And really, I'm just glad that you expounded on that, because I don't condone it either. And, hey, I can smoke a quarter when I was smoking in two days, even in one day. So I smoke an ounce in 3 to 4 days. And I'm just, already knowing that people keep on trying to use their excuses, and it's not going to work. Through the knowledge, I mean, that's all it takes.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing that, brother. We definitely do appreciate that powerful, little testimony, so we thank you for being with us tonight.
Okay, thank you, and I commend y'all. Stay beautiful and blessed.
All right, you too. Peace.
Word.
All right. We do have a couple more callers I'd like to move through. We have plenty of time, so definitely call in. The call-in number is 917-932-8881. We're here with Brother Aleem, breaking it down on the science of breath. So without further ado, we're going to get into some more callers who have some wonderful questions. I mean, they're loving the information in the chat. So, we're all definitely appreciating everything you're putting down, Brother Aleem. Caller from the 702 area code, you are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions pertaining to the subject?
Yes, peace, Queen. Peace, Brother Aleem. Great show.
All right.
I had a question in regard to, you had spoke on the quality of life and slowing down the breath and how to get into the various stages of consciousness. I wanted to see if you could talk further on increasing the lifespan. Is that possible by slowing down the breath? Is it possible to increase the lifespan as well?
Yes, that's exactly what we were talking about, is that by lengthening and expanding your breath, you will create longevity. You have what is known as the ethereal cord, or what is the Bible referred to in Ecclesiastic as the silver cord. Well, what happened is that that silver cord becomes thicker through the mastering of the science of breath. So, therefore, it makes it harder in order to cut, you know, to the point where you can actually gain immortality. Now, of course, the possibility of gaining immortality will soon be a reality. There are many people within history in which that have actually lived, you know, 300-400 years, you know, and more, you know, as well as also some that have never even reported of dying because they began to have the mastery of the science of dematerialization and materialization, you know. So the sciences that we have to come and master, you know, transforming our bodies into macabres, or what is referred to as UFOs or ships. You know, once we master those particular sciences, then we can change our molecular structure.
How would that also affect, if on a group consciousness or a group level, if there were more people in a quality of slowing down their breath and producing that type of energy, how would that also increase one's individual levels on the planet?
Well, when people are resonating and they are doing the same breath technique, then what happens is that the auric fields become conjoined.
Hmm.
You actually expand not just your auric field, but everybody's auric field actually becomes one in the process.
Hmm. That's powerful.
All right. Well, those are some great questions. You have any more?
You touched it, and you know, we've always heard you know, the Methuselah stories and the stories of those in the Bible and in other places where they've lived for more than 100, 200, 300 years, but nobody seem to communicate that information in the regular mediums of our society.
Right, let me tell you how they did it. They actually practiced that at that one breath a minute cycle in which that we was talking about, in which that at infinite consciousness, if the resonating thought is immortality, then that's what you, I mean, if it is immortality in the physical, then you would gain that immortality in the physical. So not just the spiritual aspect, because you already are immortal. Your soul is immortal in that aspect anyway. But
right.
If you want to gain and want to bring more of the mind into the body, because right now they claim in science or quantum physics that we only use about 10% of our brain.
Right.
There's 90% in which that goes unused or which is dormant. Well, through the activation of more kundalini, which only 10% of your DNA is activated right now, only 10% of your kundalini is activated, only 10% of your brain is activated, so thus you only see 10% of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have access to the totality of the universe, which is 76 quintillion miles in diameter. So we have to activate the kundalini, in which that opens our DNA, activates our DNA, that activates our mind potential so that we can gain insight into universal consciousness, which is infinite consciousness. And by doing so, you gain immortality in the body.
Mm. See, that's so deep. If children were getting this type of knowledge and information from right out, even before the womb, if
right.
they were getting, you know, that I could definitely see the possibility. And I see just from this conversation here that being built.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. All right, brother, thank you for calling in. You have some wonderful, wonderful questions, and they definitely, definitely helped to add on to the quality of the conversation. So thank you for calling in.
No problem. Thank you.
Peace, brother.
Peace.
All right, we do have about 30 minutes left on the call. I mean, it is what it is. So we can get to everybody who's calling in. Again, the caller number is 917-932-8881. to our last caller from the 407 area code. You are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions for Dr. Aline?
I do. You have to pardon me. It's raining here in Florida, so I'm a little hoarse. But I want to say peace to you and the brother. And the information is phenomenal. And I have to say that I attend the Asar Set Society, and we learned a little bit about Qigong. And it is a very beautiful technique. You can actually feel your brain, like oxygen, you know, coming to the brain. It really opens you up. And I've learned that even when jogging, I try to breathe with my stomach out, you know, and I tend to last longer that way. And also, I was wondering if there's a technique that I can possibly use when, you know, weightlifting or something like that, because it's like I try to, you know, monitor it and keep it on track, because I tend to last longer as long as, you know, I'm not breathing. When I'm breathing in, my stomach is not coming in with, you know, me inhaling. So is there,
right,
like another technique?
Well, you actually are already doing it. That's the Taoist breath. You're not doing the Buddhist breath, and that's good, because when you want to, you know, do particular things such as, you know, dealing with action, dealing with, you know, lifting particular things, then the Taoist breath can actually help with that, as far as like we were saying, punching and kicking, so forth and so on, moving particular things. I mean, this is the same thing that you would see that the Shaolin monks utilize. They do the Taoist breath when they're breaking the boards and, you know, doing the phenomenal things such as putting the swords up to their throat, and people are pushing the sword up against their throat. They're doing the Taoist breath. So that's the breath technique in which that you're doing. Remember, we were saying earlier that there's only two methods of breathing, the Buddhist breath and the Taoist breath. The Buddhist breath, you stick your stomach out. As you inhale, your stomach comes out like a balloon, and then as you exhale, it deflates. The Taoist,
right,
is when you inhale and your stomach actually deflates or go in, and then as you exhale, it goes out. That's the Taoist,
right,
breath. The Buddhist, okay, is good for relaxation. All right?
Okay.
And for running. So that's the technique in which that you would and can use during those time periods. But when it comes to action and hitting, whether it's with the arms and the legs, then that comes with the Taoist breath.
Okay. Gotcha. Well, thank you so much for the information. It's powerful. Queen, thank you very much. I'll keep
listening.
Thank you
for coming on and your wonderful questions. Thank you for adding on to the conversation. All right. Peace, sister. All right, and I would like to remind everybody that they can always, always catch us here live on Conversations with the Queen at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You know, we'll be going in on various topics, but thank you so much, Brother Aline, for being here and speaking with us and speaking to us. Is there any last things that you would like to speak about or anything that you would like to get into the conversation?
Like we said earlier, come on out to the Healing Wings Institute Holistic Health and Wellness Expo.
Mm-hmm.
That is my event. So anyone who wants to come and see us in person and see us drop it on Reiki, Pranic Healing, Qigong, Tai Chi, numerology, astrology, in particular astrology would be medical astrology, irisology. I am certified and degreed within all of those particular schools, as well as also the breakdown metaphysically of those particular scriptures in which that is actually pertaining to the body and to your physical body or anatomy. We deal with that also. You know, I have 3 degrees in that, theology, divinity, and metaphysics doctrine. So we're trying to put everything that we have acquired in life towards the science of healing. So come out to the Healing Wings Institute Holistic Health and Wellness Expo. That's going to be in August the 3rd, the 4th, and the 5th, that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. at the Tremont Plaza Hotel. All right, that's going to be at South St. Paul Place, Baltimore, Maryland. All right, so come on out. Go to Facebook and Arlene Bay, Arlene L. Bay, and you will see the flyer in which that is posted on my page. For those who have questions, give me a call at 252-257-3588. Like we said, if y'all think that this is something you haven't seen or heard nothing yet, I promise you, this is going to be an event that you don't want to miss, especially if you're hearing this information and you think that you're getting some good stuff now. You have to see this in person. You have to actually experience this.
Oh, yes. And the brother is well-versed on all these topics and this information, very well-educated, well-studied. Brother knows what he's talking about. And so I am so glad that you decided to spend this time with us and give us this information. We're just so grateful that you came out and, you know, supported us here in Conversations with the Queen. So thank you, brother.
No, appreciate you for inviting me.
We have a couple minutes left. I mean, if anybody wants to call in last minute with any questions or comments, I mean, Brother Lodge, do you have any questions for Dr. Arlene before we leave it off?
I mean, a lot of the questions that I asked, you know, it kind of covered a lot of the things, you know, I had in mind, though, but,
Well, I mean, I think we've pretty much wrapped it up. We've, you know, tapped this coconut dry. All right, so thank you for, again, calling in, Brother Aleem. And definitely do check out all his information. Like he said on Facebook, the flyer that he's talking about is in the Conversations with the Queen group on Facebook. If you're on there, I'll post it on my fan page as well as my regular page. I'll post it everywhere and, again, in the group. So everybody can get acquainted with the Brothers event if you're in that Baltimore area. So thank you, Brother. Thank you. Thank you again. All right, everybody. You have been listening into Conversations with the Queen. We do hold this lovely discussion forum every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It has been brought to you by Poetic Energy Network Station. And we have a plethora of beautifully wonderful and informative shows that go on throughout the week. We are dedicated to bringing you uplifting and healing information that deals with, you know, definitely improving ourselves and improving our lives. If you're interested, especially in holistic health, you should come back tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Here's to Your Health with Dr. D. Morton-Spurl, and you will, you know, be glad that you did. All right, next week we'll be having Brother Palmetto Starr on the show. Great show, great brother, and we'll definitely be doing our thing. All right. So if you want to keep up with Conversations with the Queen, and we have the schedule posted on conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com. All right, everybody, it's been great, and I am so, so, so glad that you came and joined me. I'm going to take it out with a little bit of Nod. We're not alone. There is life, there is water.
shit, Sigmund Freud and Farah Muhammad is an evolution of God. Searching for the truth is a threat, seems the closer we get to the truth, state troopers offense. Come out to salute you, my house in Malibu, probably tapped, cause living next door to Demi Moore, plus I'm black, plus I want vengeance for the poor who's attacked daily. Patriot Act never scared me, Jake in the Taurus, Sicky in the Jarvis, niggas I'm with got warrants, America's browning, 20 years from now, every town will be brown in Latin, an African look in Manhattan. I'ma tell you what I seen with my three eyes. Word to me, not a hoax back in 99. A spacecraft in the skyline. In LA in daytime, axe horse if I'm lying.
Every mother, every father, raise your sons and your daughters with respect and with honor. From the seed comes the fruit. It's an unbroken circle. All of life is universal, and we're all in the struggle. If I know one thing is true,
remains in debate. Documents of our own Air Force base. Additional terrestrial information. Other planets with life population. My observation. Scientists study pictures of a flying disc. Right on Earth, anthropologists are finding shit. Visitors probably live at us. They can mimic us. It's sort of what we're seeing in the cinemas.
Take a look in the mirror and see the bigger picture. It's good to be alive. It's good to be alive. Nobody is an island. We are part.
Black billionaire before Oprah, Bob Johnson. How'd he disappear? Conspiracy theories, UFOs in the air. I seen it with my own two eyes, and I swear, like Warren Buffett. Real money, I'm just trying to touch it. The diamond and crush this shit, live illustrious. Cause we was deprived of it, suffered. Now we pop to prove anything's possible. My pimp strut was invented when they whipped us. Now we diddy bop just to show you that our strength's up. Just when niggas about to see they cut, global warming about to burn us up. Niggas never really seen paper in this world. American Black's the teenager of this world. Give us 20 more years to grow up, already geniuses. What I mean is this, I used to worship a certain Queens police murderer, till I read the words of Ivan Van Sertima. He inserted something in me that made me feel worthier. Now I spit revolution, I'm his hood interpreter.
Take a look in the mirror and see the bigger picture. It's good to be alive.
Yo, I'm American born, love America, love my people, love all mankind, all nationalities, you know?
Welcome to the Poetic Energy Network Station. It is with great compassion that our network owner, Michelle E. Alford, provides to you an array of qualified hosts that share in the commitment to educate, entertain, motivate, inspire, heal, enlighten the spirit, and positively affect the human experience. It is with great pleasure to bring to you this segment of Conversations with the Queen, with none other than the Queen herself, Tay Queen, where her conversations enlighten the nation.